Joy, another day in Wormwood Forest.
Hello, boys and girls. Once again, it's time for another visit with our friends down in Wormwood Forest.
Hey, hey, don't run away. Listen a while, you'll want to stay. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Hello, everybody. This is Dippy Dwarf. Today we go to the big amateur show, and even the pig is rooting for Frankie Frog.
So don't leave your radio. Listen to our animal show. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Making all that racket, Dippy Dwarf.
Oh, good morning, Barbecue Pig. The noise? Oh, they're just moving a piano up to the frog's room.
And what does that frog need with a piano?
He wants to practice singing for the big amateur show tonight.
I must say, I'll be glad when my new hotel is completed, so I can move out of this nosy Dwarf Waldo.
I'd hate to see you leave, Pig.
I should think you would. I'm the only one in this hotel who pays the bill on time.
Or even pays. I do hope Frankie doesn't make too much noise with his practicing, Pig.
I'm not going to stay here and find out. I'm going across the road and see about the building.
Well, so long, Barbecue Pig.
As they say in the reducing salons, avadue poise.
She's a good pig, but awfully finicky about noise. I personally think it's a good idea for Frankie to practice singing for the contest. Lots of mail here to answer. I'd better call my secretary. Oh, Tallulah Tobacco Worm!
What is it, Dippy Dwarf?
I'd like to give you some dictation, Tobacco Worm.
I'm just the Tobacco Worm who can take it. Dictation, that is.
Hey, by the way, Tallulah, are you going to the amateur show tonight?
Gerald Grasshopper is taking me.
You don't say, Gerald, eh?
Oh, yes. It's grasshoppers who know tobacco worms best. It's Tallulah, 2-1.
There you are, Foggy Boy. The piano's now in your room.
Hey, gee, thanks, Gerald Grasshopper. Couldn't have moved it without your help.
Well, all of the day's work, Foggy Boy.
Well, guess I'd better start practicing for the amateur show tonight.
Oh, you got to sing?
Yeah, sure. Let me see. Should I sing grand opera? Like this. Ridi pagliaccio.
Hey, Frog. Frog. Careful, you'll split a tonsil.
Yeah. Or should I get real jumpy like this? A flat foot luigi with a bebop da da da.
That's enough. Why don't you try a song like this one?
What's that?
It's a new one hot off the music stand at Strauss and Mouse's.
Can you play it, Grasshopper?
Almost as good as Strauss and Mouse himself. Get a load of this. Now, sing along with me, kid.
With a hey and a hi and a
ho, ho, ho.
You start off the day with a glow.
Ho, ho.
Sing all the way as the way you go. With a hey and a hi and a
ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Jeepers, someone's at the door. Now, maybe it's the pig come to tell me I'm disturbing her.
I think maybe you better open the door and see, Frog.
Honest, Pig, I didn't mean to make no... Ooh. Hiya, kitty.
Well, Frankie Frog, I'm not the pig.
So I can see. You're much prettier.
Do you really think so?
You bet. You're gorgeous. You're fluffy. You're furry.
Sweet words won't make me forget why I came up here.
Why did you come up here, kitty baby?
It's about your singing.
Oh, did you hear me practicing?
I most certainly did.
Great, wasn't I?
No. You're not singing like you're supposed to sing, Frankie.
I'm not?
No. Remember, you're supposed to be the velvet frog with the voice as smooth as butterscotch satin.
Gee, I'd forgotten about that. Gerald Grasshopper.
Oh, yeah, Frog.
Kitty here says I've got to sing in a different way.
Well, hello, kitty child.
Hello, Gerald. I want Frankie to be the velvet frog.
With a voice as smooth as a sandpaper sandwich.
That's not what I said.
Oh, well, you get the idea, don't you, Gerald?
Maybe, boy. I'll slow down the tempo.
Now, sing to me, velvet frog.
Like this? I'm just a velvet frog. With a voice as soft as cotton. When I croon in my velvet way, all the others are forgotten.
Frankie, if you sing like that tonight, you'll win the amateur contest?
Hey, Kitty, where are you going?
To borrow a blue ribbon from Susie Stunk.
Well, what do you need with a blue ribbon?
If you're going to be a prize-winning frog, I want to be a blue ribbon kitty. The old Badger residence. I do hope Susie Skunk has a blue ribbon to lend me.
If you're working your way through law school by sudden briefs, I don't... Oh, hello, Kitty.
Hello, Susie Skunk.
Won't you come in quickly, Kitty?
Certainly. But why the rush?
I've got to hurry back to my radio. It's time for my favorite soap opera.
Which one is it today, Sue?
I'll turn on my radio and you'll see.
There. Pardon me, Niles.
This is the Pine Tree Broadcasting Company.
Slush, the soapless washing powder, brings you Sadie Snake, Girl Reptile. The story of one snake's struggle for happiness, her fight to crawl on her own. Today, we find Sadie Snake talking to Just Plain Gruesome, the snake doctor.
Oh, doctor, I can't go on this way.
You must go on, Sadie Snake.
But, doctor, my life is so full of sorrow, hardships, troubles, snakes.
Sadie, you must shed your troubles as a snake sheds its skin. Then you will find true happiness. Smile, snake. Smile. Here, take these purple pills.
Oh, doctor, you've given me new courage. You've given me strength to... Oh, doctor, you've given me poison.
Has the snake doctor really given Sadie poison? Will Sadie recover? Will the lizard next door run away with the mushrooms? Learn the answer to these fascinating questions when next we join Sadie Snake, Girl Reptile. This true-to-life story is written by Frank and Ann Humbug.
Turn off the radio. Kitty, don't you find the radio a great comfort in times of need?
If you call getting poison a comfort. But there is something I need.
Can I help you fill the need?
I hope so. I need a blue ribbon.
Well, have you ever tried entering a cat show?
No. I want a plain blue satin ribbon to tie around my lovely silken neck.
I'm sure I have a ribbon somewhere. Perhaps in my purse.
Is your purse under the scatter rug?
Oh, no. It's in the bathtub.
Your purse in the bathtub?
Well, someone said it looked in need of a bath. Oh, here it is. It's a bit damp, but full.
See if there's a blue ribbon in it.
Yes, ma'am. A jar of prickly pear pickles, a piece of coarse sandpaper, a molasses sandwich, a portable mugwump.
What's a mugwump?
That's a good question. Oh, my salad forks. A magnifying glass. Bag of brown sugar. A cold waffle. Ooh! Oh, here's a ribbon.
But that's a green ribbon.
Well, I'm sorry, but the only other ribbon in my purse is a typewriter ribbon.
That would never do. I'd get ink on my fur.
Gracious, someone's at the door. I'm coming. If you're selling corn fritters, I don't... Oh, hello, Dumb Gluck, my woodchucky.
Well, hello, sweetie Susie Skunky.
You're just in time, Chucky.
In time for what?
You can take Kitty down to the village to get a blue ribbon.
If anyone gets a blue ribbon, I think you should have it, Susie.
But why I?
Well, you are my prize package.
You're so sweet, Chucky. Oh, Kitty!
Yes?
My woodchucky will drive you down to the village to get your ribbon.
Good, then I won't be late for the amateur show. We made it just in time, Frankie.
Gosh, Kitty, you sure do look pretty in that blue ribbon.
Well, I had enough trouble getting it.
Gee, there's a big crowd here tonight. I suppose I should go on backstage?
Well, the other contestants are backstage. But I'll applaud for you, Dream Frog.
Gee, thanks, Kitty Baby. I'd better hop backstage. Hiya, Grandpa Fox.
Well, howdy, son. Reckon you're going to sing tonight.
You bet your fox fur I am.
So is one of my hens from a poultry farm.
You don't say.
Yep, do say. A hen red hen.
Hawk, yes, Grandpa Fox?
You're in good voice tonight, daughter.
Of course. I've in fine feathers. Listen.
mighty pretty. Frog, you might as well go on home without singing. My hen here is a-going to win this amateur show.
No, don't be too sure. Where are the judges?
Timothy Turtle's won. Reckon he's asleep over there in the corner.
Well, he won't be for long. Hey, Tim, wake up. Oh, me, sound asleep as usual. Guess I'll have to tap him with this doorknob, which I happen to have in my vest pocket.
Hi.
Turtle, wake up.
Is it morning?
Open your eyes. It's time for you to help judge the amateur show.
Oh, I'd hoped I could sleep through it. But no such luck, I guess.
Look, hey, you're lucky to hear me sing tonight in my new style.
Wish I could hear you in my old style.
Yeah. What's your old style?
Sound asleep.
You're one of the judges. I'd better not antagonize you.
Will the judges please take their places at the table on the stage?
I guess so.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're giving the amateur performers of Wormwood a chance to show what they can do.
What are the prizes, Pig?
The winner will be given the opportunity of singing at the opening of my new hotel next week.
Oh, boy, that's for me.
Now, our first contestant is Miss Henrietta Hen, who will sing an aria entitled Les Filles de Chicken, n'est-ce pas?
Fortissimo. I'm just a velvet frog with a voice as smooth as butter. I croon in my velvet way and set all the hearts aflutter. I can't yodel yodely lady hoo or sing bebop, bebop, bebop. But when I croon boo 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 boo, all the hearts go flip flop, flip flop, flip flop. I'm just a velvet frog with a voice as soft as cotton. When I croon in my velvet way, all the others are forgotten.
Our next Horrors! Where are the other performers?
Barbecue Pig!
What is it, Susan Skunk?
A pigeon just handed me this message for you.
Thank you, my dear. Ladies and gentlemen, the other amateurs can't be here tonight. They're stuck in the mud over at Bone Dry Creek.
Hey, Pig, who wins?
Quiet, please, folks. In view of this situation, I think it's unfair to select a winner.
But I'm good.
And I sang beautifully.
Please, I'll do the big thing, as usual. I'll engage both of you to sing at my hotel opening next week.
Both of us?
A duet call!
Is this decision satisfactory to the judges?
Guess I must have fallen asleep, Peg.
I said, do you mind if I let the frog and the hen sing a duet at my hotel opening?
Oh, gosh, no, Pig. In fact, it's a smart idea, having a green frog.
What does the color green have to do with it?
Why, sure, and Begorra, he'll be just right for St. Patrick's Day.
It's my bet that a duet between the hen and the green frog will come through with flying colors down in Wormwood Forest.
Hey, hey, that's all today. We're so glad that you could stay. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
And next time the pig opens a new hotel after she visits her psychiatrist. Till then, this is Dippy Dwarf saying so long.
Wormwood Forest, written by Tom Titchener, has come to you from WSM in Nashville. And now for a brief word.
Well, this is NBC.